Presiding Bishop and Primate of the Episcopal Church, Most Reverend Michael Bruce Curry, is expected to arrive in St. Vincent and the Grenadines this Saturday, October 5th. The bishop will be accompanied by Canon to the presiding bishop for ministry within the Episcopal Church, Canon Anne Halsey, and Vincentian Sharon Jones, Deputy for Administration and Logistics for the presiding bishop and primate. Reverend Ulrich Jones, a member of the planning committee for the visit, said the bishop's visit is expected to give the church a boost as it continues to spread the word of God to everyone.
As you know, our daughter works for the presiding bishop, and I've been following him for the past 9 years and the way he has impacted lives. And I happened to be sitting with him at dinner about 7 years ago in Long Island when we had our convention. And I asked him a favor, and he said, "What is that?" I said, "Could you kindly consider visiting my home diocese before you demit office?" He said, "Talk to your daughter." And this is what has happened. After lots of nudging on Sharon and trying to get it going, I spoke to our bishop, who indeed extended the invitation. And Bishop Curry has kindly consented to be here today at the bishop's invitation. And we look forward to welcoming him, because I believe that what he brings to us is going to be, as I told the bishop, a shot in the arm and give us some injection, as it were, in our church's life in this diocese and island.
Father Ulrich Jones. René Baptiste, also a member of the planning committee for the visit, said the visit is symbolic as the bishop continues to spread the gospel throughout the world.
You know, we've never stopped spreading the gospel, so he is doing more pastoral duties. As you heard Reverend Jones indicated to you, he asked him, you know, "Why don't you come and visit my country?" And it took some time to really arrange that, because he is at the highest level of the Episcopal Church in the United States of America. And the gospel, we follow what Paul says. We follow the command of what Jesus said, "Go ye all out into the world and spread the gospel." And that is why you may see symbolic things in the Anglican Church, such as the eagle. The eagle is a powerful bird that flies high, and under the eagle's feet is a globe, which is the world. Take the gospel to the world. So that's symbolic of what is the mission of the Anglican Church. So that's Curry's coming to give us a little injection. Other churches have missions. This one is one of ours.
Baptiste said the bishop will be met on arrival at the Argyle International Airport by Minister of Foreign Affairs Frederick Stevenson and Archdeacon Junior Ballantyne and other clergy. She said Bishop Curry will preach the word and concelebrate at the only Holy Eucharist within the Archdeaconry of St. Vincent and the Grenadines on Sunday, October 6th at the St. George's Cathedral, Kingston, at 9:30 a.m.
He will arrive here on Saturday in the afternoon, and he will be met by an official delegation led by, on the church side, the Archdeacon and members of the planning committee, the Honorable Montgomery Daniel, who is the Deputy Prime Minister and a very staunch Anglican, the Honorable Augusta Stevenson, who is a high-ranking Anglican as well, and Dion John from NBC Radio. She coordinates with the API so that we will have one media point and they will feed the rest of the media. He'll be met there. He'll make some brief remarks. There'll be welcoming remarks. And then he leaves and goes to his home hotel. Then on the following day, Sunday morning, the Anglican Communion in St. Vincent and the Grenadines will not have a Sunday morning service. There'll be one service in this archdiocese, which will be in St. Vincent. We anticipate we may have a couple of visitors from St. Lucia and Grenada that comprise the Anglican Diocese of the Windward Islands. And other members will come in from the daughter churches of St. George's and also from all the other parishes. They're all welcome to worship on that day, because that's one Mass and the one Eucharist, the one service at the 9:30 a.m. at St. George's Cathedral in Kingstown.
René Baptiste, Bishop Curry is expected to make courtesy calls to Her Excellency, the Governor General, Dame Susan Duggan, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, Leader of the Opposition Dr. Godwin Friday, and Bishop of the Windward Islands, the Right Reverend C. Leopold Friday. There will also be an assembly for students of the Bishop's College, Kingston, when the presiding bishop will address the school as well as the Kingston Anglican School on Tuesday, October 8th. Bishop Curry's visit will conclude with an evening song at the Holy Trinity Parish Church, Georgetown, on Tuesday, October 8th at 5:30 p.m. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.